The West Virginia Department of Environmental Protection filed an interpretive rule yesterday in response to calls for the governor to push back a compliance deadline from Senate Bill 373. The bill, passed earlier this year, establishes an above-ground storage tank registration and inspection program. The DEP is still working to fully establish that program, but is hoping yesterday's rule will help storage tank owners better understand what they're required to do.
We're going to have to take extraordinary measures to regain their trust. And part of that would not be weakening the bill or pushing back deadlines.
Nancy Ward is the co-founder of the West Virginia Sustainable Business Council, a group who just 2 weeks ago sat around a table with industry, citizen groups, and representatives of the governor to discuss the implementation problems with Senate Bill 373. Those problems, according to Senate President Jeff Kessler and House Speaker Tim Miley, an overdue burden on small oil and gas companies. Senate Bill 373 requires all above-ground storage tanks to be registered with the DEP by October 1st. After that, the tanks must be inspected by January 1st of next year, and owners must also complete a spill response plan. There are some guidelines set in the law that passed in March, but for the most part, the specifics were left up to the DEP to determine through rulemaking. That is what DEP Secretary Randy Huffman says is causing a lot of confusion and frustration in the industry.
The draft rule, the big rule, the final rule, we've been working on that for months. But what we found was in order to avoid any more discussions about moving the dates, we needed to get some information out there quickly so that people would know how to comply.
That discussion on moving the dates was led by some legislative leaders and the industry, but ultimately Tomlin decided earlier this week that wasn't the best option. And Senate Majority Leader John Unger says he agrees with the governor's decision to fix the problems administratively.
I think any special session that would have been called, it would have been more than just moving the deadlines, because there's no way of narrating the call where other legislators wouldn't be able to offer amendments. And I think it would have been disastrous in the sense of a free-for-all of all these special interest groups wanting exemptions, wanting certain deadlines moved.
So what does this interpretive rule say? The rule sets out the framework for the emergency rule Huffman says the department will complete in late December or January. It establishes three levels of tanks and rules for the inspection of tanks at each level. Level one tanks have the most oversight. These are tanks that are located in the zones of critical concern, the area near a public water intake, contain more than 50,000 gallons, or contain hazardous materials. Those tanks must be inspected by a registered professional engineer or an inspector certified by one of two national tank inspection organizations. At the bottom of the list, level three tanks contain water or food-based products, things Huffman says the department does not intend to regulate. Level two tanks are the catch-all in the middle, where many of the oil and gas drilling tanks fall that were causing the pushback in the first place. Huffman says level two and three tanks pose less of a risk for harm, but will still need to be inspected by tank owners or their designees by the January 1st deadline.
To have those tanks inspected to the same rigorous standard as a tank in it, such as the Freedom tanks, seem to be not a very efficient process for anyone, and so we think we have established an inspection level in full compliance with the legislation, an inspection level for each tank category that is appropriate for that particular category.
The interpretive rule is meant to give some guidance for storage tank owners to move forward in complying with state law while maintaining both its deadlines and its intent.
By delaying the implementation, you could put drinking water sources at risk. And we didn't feel like we needed to do that. We felt like that we could, with a little bit of clarity, we could help people understand what they need to do between now and December before the rule comes out to stay into compliance.
And that's what Nancy Ward with the Sustainable Business Council was asking for. More guidance for industry instead of easing a law that will help her regain the trust of her customers. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.